America Weekend.
We're back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino, ladies and gentlemen. Roland, you and I...
Yes.
That's an opening. You and I have talked often enough about the president becoming the president. And in his press conference with reference to the Iran nuclear deal, I saw for the very first time the president of the United States. And these are my observations, ladies and gentlemen, from the middle of the crowd as I stand with you. My thoughts.
You're talking a few weeks ago.
I finally saw the president of the United States, finally after 7 years. And in my opinion, I believe he got it. Whether we agree with him or not, he finally became presidential. He finally saw how to deal with the Washington Press Corps. He finally got a sense of it. And it's not a question of whether you agree with him or not. It was a question of his ability to be able to act presidential, to stand up for what he believed in and was prepared to take on the Congress in a very, very sound and artful way. As a politician, as a statesman, and again, whether you agree with him or not, that's not the point. The point is whether it be a man or a woman standing on that particular podium, whether he or she is speaking in front of the Congress, one must be presidential. And he acted it. He was right there carrying all the points. As a matter of fact, when they asked the question relevant off topic with reference to Bill Cosby, he answered the question and brought it back on topic again and basically said to the press corps, are there any more questions? When there weren't any, he said, essentially, I'd like more questions.
Yeah, he asked his own questions.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't getting them from the press corps.
Well,
that's
what does that tell you about the press today?
Oh, please.
Well, you know, we have to praise where praise is due.
I agree.
For the press.
Absolutely.
But we also have to comment where the press, even the term press bothers me. It's the media today.
How could you have 46, and there were 46 members of the press corps in that room, 46, okay? How could you not have a question for the president of the United States? When he's asking you, does anyone else have a question?
Probably based upon your statement just a few seconds ago, that the fact that they listened to this man who, as you suggested, was finally presidential.
Yes.
And it might have blown them away.
I thought after he handled Major Garrett and handled him very well, by the way, I think that it was, and Major Garrett's a good newsman for CBS.
Yes,
he's a
he
good
is.
Newsman. And they do like each other, but he handled them beautifully. It again, whether you agree with him or not, okay, for the first time, I saw a president of the United States in 7 years. He finally stood up and made his statement, and when the press corps had no further questions, he kept right on going because he wasn't finished. He said, I'll end this when I'm ready to end it, and I think that is presidential, and I'm delighted to see it.
I'm not so sure that it isn't a fact that he's not worried about re-election, for one.
Correct.
And he's coming to he's got 2 years to go.
Correct.
And he wants a legacy, as any president would want.
Surely.
Or as any leader would want, or any corporate president would want, in the leadership of an organization where, you know, you're the top.
Well, it also is that... he believes. I have real questions about the Iran nuclear deal. I really do, and I have read as much of it as I possibly could. Some of it, frankly, I don't understand. All right, when we start talking about the plutonium and all of the rest, I have a sense of it, but not the specific knowledge of it. But I get where we're going here, and I remember the topic we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and it was mentioned. It comes out of the. The Godfather movie. You keep your friends close. You keep your enemies closer.
Right.
And Richard Nixon understood that when he went to China. He understood you go into the belly of the beast to get to know your enemy, to understand what they're up to. And you can only do that when you get in front of them. And then the president has said, but what's our alternative here? The Iranians are going to build a nuclear bomb anyway, in my opinion, in the next 25 years. They'll have one. Under the current regime, if they keep going the way they are, they'll have a nuclear weapon, unfortunately.
Well, I'm not so sure, Carl, that that's true. And you got to be careful in what you say, because, or at least back it up with the facts that that you can ascertain that they're not going to do that in 25 years.
Well,
this agreement is something that we, I think that we maybe ought to devote an hour to and bring in some experts.
I think we should.
To talk about what the agreement really means. I mean, we need as a country to get past the emotion of disliking the Iranians because of what they did, attacking our embassy and holding hostages for over a year.
I think it's more of a question of their geopolitical situation in the Middle East. And they, if you look at the size of their country, where they're located between Afghanistan and Iraq, the Russian border is just north of them with the stands. All the five stands are up there. You've got Saudi Arabia to the south. They're a strategically located country. They are unfortunately involved in a religious war, and they have made no bones about that. You look at, to answer your earlier question, you look at North Korea. North Korea eventually got an atomic bomb. Through all our efforts, they got the bomb.
Well, they got it through China.
Through China. And, of course, so I think if Iran is dead set on getting one, I'm not sure how we're going to be able to stop
it. I don't think you can stop it.
First of all,
I think there are a number of rogue missiles or bombs out there that are available clandestinely on the black market.
I agree. And I'm surprised we haven't seen more.
There are a number of them we can't even account for.
And the Russians can't account for
any number of others.
10% of their nuclear force. They don't know where they are. And that's extraordinary.
Do you know, I read not too long ago, what either the fifth or sixth largest region is of a nuclear power on the planet? It's the ocean floor.
Interesting.
There are a number of nuclear weapons or nuclear, yes, nuclear
well, I know
weapons.
I know of two.
That are underneath the water that we can't get to.
They can't get to. The two Russian submarines that went down the Atlantic.
They got that too.
Absolutely. And the American, that plane that went down over Spain back in 47, 48, was nuclear tip warheads. And
right.
It's been in the Mediterranean and one of the deep shells for how many years now?
There you go.
It's incredible. Well,
I mean,
we
don't have the facts. And this is just speculation on the part of the two of us sitting here pontificating about
we don't even know. We're pontificating. I agree with that. But it's a point. My original point was we found a president. Wherever he may have been, here he is. Now let's see what we're going to do with it. Regardless whether the Iranian situation or not, let's see where he goes from here, which is my point. Let's see where he goes from here. Let's hopefully he goes somewhere.
You want to change the subject?
Yes, go right ahead.
I read actually just the other day. Donald Trump, in some interview,
oh Lord, go.
Says there's a place for Sarah Palin in his cabinet.
I heard about.
Did you hear that?
Oh my Lord!
Oh, come on!
Come on! That's sad.
And also, the same story was he's not worth $10 billion. He's only worth $2.5 billion.
I think we talked about this over lunch about his father. Okay, I had met him a long time ago. Yes, I had met his father, Frederick. Okay. And he said this, and I am quoting because my first wife and I was standing right there with the borough president, whose name I can't remember at the time. It was for
which
the
borough?
Brooklyn. The last Michelob and co-ops were finally finished, and I was moving in, and they were giving a get-together, a press conference, and all this kind of good stuff. The last one built, okay? Two big towers. And his father says, and I quote, his son did not show up. He was supposed to be there. He said, my son, arrogant, and he never listens. Maybe someday he will. That's his father.
Mm-hmm.
That's his father. Arrogant, and he never listens.
I think my father could have said the same thing about me.
But you're not running for president of the United States.
That's true.
Okay? Arrogant, and he never listens. Now, what does that say?
I certainly got a he never listens. But, you know, youth doesn't listen.
Arrogance.
And neither does a political arrogance when you get to be in your 50s.
That's true. And you've earned the right. Well, he's 69 years old.
Well, 60s then. Make 70s, whatever.
I think we slid off into the Donald Trump thing. I think he's got...
I think it was time to get off that subject.
I think he's got a long way to go.
Oh, of course.
I think he has an absolutely long way to go. And he's not presidential material. If he thinks just saying, I want to do is going to be done... I give you the opening comments of President Obama. He thought he was going to do the same thing as well. And 7 years later, he's finally become a statesman, president of the United States. Yeah, we don't have seven more years of this nonsense. We don't. We need someone to get into that office and be presidential and deal with the world as it is, not learning on the job. And I think it's what America
wants.
Well,
I think no matter whom becomes
and
president.
And I recommend someone, and his name is Roland Smith.
No, thank
Roland
you.
Roland Smith for president.
No, that's not something that would ever interest or I would like to pursue.
Well, you'd be a damn good one.
Yeah, of a little club organization, perhaps. And that's about it.
Well, let's move on. We have guests coming up.
I had some important things to say, and you interrupted me.
I apologize. Well,
no, don't apologize.
The next segment will be Rollins.
I have no idea what it was.
The next segment will be Rollins' comments.
No, no.
We're back.
Heavens.
Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith. Stay with us.
America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.